We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program. My co-host, Dr. Ted Grommer, celebrity doctor. How are you, Dr. Ted? And I know you're excited about our guests we're going to interview.
I am. This is an interesting book that we're going to be talking about. And I got to get this book. I mean, just reading the summary of it, it's got me so intrigued as to what's going to happen in this book that I'm going to be ordering this after we get off.
Well, this guy cranks out books like whatever. And I remember we talked probably 6 months ago, Gerald Everett Jones, thanks for stopping by again. And you have another book and it's right there. You can just plug it right now. We'll just get right into it.
Good to see you, Neil. The inspiration, I'd done some serious books, historical fiction, you know, some literary fiction. You and I talked about that. And I was actually watching, I think it was like Turner Classic Movies, and, you know, I'm kind of a nut for the pre-code Hollywood stuff. And I thought to myself, post Me Too, do we really see depictions of men and women who enjoy being with each other, who... it's really more about wit than it is about meanness or revenge or jealousy or whatever. And so, you know, I studied that some more, and this is a love triangle. Wow. And the thing is that in the classic Hollywood movie, okay, you've got a man who is, or men, and if it's a triangle, they're trying to help a woman discover herself, help her overcome her fear of men or resentment of men or whatever. You can't write that today. It's not about that. And so in one of the films that I looked at, the main character, she was trying to succeed at a new career, as Moira is in this one. And every time her boyfriend was in the audience, she freaked out and her performance just went to, you know.
Oh, man.
So now in this story, Mick is a Hollywood agent. It's post Me Too, in that his office is entirely surrounded by glass so that everybody can see in. Okay. Full transparency. Brad Davenport is Myra's current boyfriend, hedge fund manager, something of a commentary on what in romantic comedy is the long-running billionaire boyfriend, except poor Brad thinks that, you know, a dog might actually be more faithful than a spouse. So he's got some hangups. And Myra, you know, Myra is a criminal defense attorney, very accomplished, self-confident in that world, but very serious world. But, you know, she trained in bel canto opera, as actually I did in college when I was an actor. Not because I could sing, but to improve my speaking voice. That didn't go anywhere either. But Myra's trained as a bel canto singer. And she sings in the shower. And, you know, she's at the gym. They just finished a tennis match. And this rich lady from Beverly Hills hears her singing and goes, wow, that's something else. And so she tips off her friend Mick, who happens to be with Spectacular Artists. That's a fictional name for one of the big agencies that I happen to know about. But Mick has got a big problem, because his big pop star, Chiffon, has canceled 9 weeks before a concert in an 18,000-seat stadium in Berlin. Okay? So it's like, you know, the boss told me I got to put somebody in here, or the agency's going to, you know, go south on their contract. And it happens we got Vegas backers who are kind of serious guys. Why don't we just throw her in there? I mean, at the very least, we'll lip sync her or whatever. Okay, so they throw Myra into this. And, you know, the whole thing is about, do I dump a billionaire boyfriend for a singing career? Do I know I'm going to have a singing career? Do I even want a singing career? Because if I am, maybe I'm not going to have a life.
Right. So this is so, great mindset, and we don't want to give away this because this intrigues Ted. This intrigues
You won't find out whether what she wants to do.
No, I just remember you're
and I've been accused of that before.
But I'm going to jump into this, Gerald, and I'm going to say, man, oh man, it doesn't matter if you are any age. Men just don't understand women, and it's a biggest challenge in the world. I'm glad you wrote something that could be a romantic comedy. It's making more sense of what we need life to be like versus really what they're showing out there now, because it makes no sense. And it really kind of gives you an idea of each character and how it fits. What are your thoughts, Ted, from what you've heard so far from Gerald?
Well, my comment was going to be on Myra, because an attorney who sings opera. I mean, how unusual is that combination? I mean, they're more into slicing you up with their voice in court than they are singing opera. But it kind of reminds me of a physician that I met at a master's class in oboe. This physician actually majored in music in college and then went to medical school. And it sounds like this character could have as well, you know, gotten training in singing before she went to law school. It's amazing what people, where they come from and how they end up where they're at. And so I was intrigued by how you came up with that combination.
Well, you know, that subculture, and this is really, there's a lot of inside baseball about show business in this book. And you know, we're coming up on the Grammys February the 5th. And you know, I live on the left coast. I wrote a lot of spec screenplays in Hollywood, and I took a lot of meetings. And so I really understand some of the ins and outs of entertainment law. As I say, I've been in some of those big agencies. I'm aware of how big shows and movies are packaged, which is like a technical term. And that's a big part of what goes on in this book, in that a big agency will not only put up a $25 million star for a show, whether it happens to be a show or a movie, but they will provide the director, the producer, the choreographer, the lighting designer, the cinematographer, whatever. And it's been a big deal with the Writers Guild in the last couple of years that, you know, the agencies are really acting like producers. They're taking a percentage from every one of the talent that they provide, but they're also getting an override as a packaging fee that none of those people participate in. So, I mean, this was a big scandal in Hollywood over the last couple of years. And in Myra's case, you've got somebody who has got the confidence. You know, I mean, she can be in front of a nasty jury or nasty judge. She defends, she's a criminal defense attorney. She defends people that she may know who are guilty. These could be like gang leaders. But I mean, her ethic is, you know, if I do a good job and I give them their day in court, if it goes against me, I don't take it personally.
Sure.
Okay. And so, but the idea of, then you've also got the interesting contrast that the star that she goes on for. Now, this is the Mercedes-Benz Arena in Berlin. Okay. It's like a premiere. And the star she goes on for, Chiffon, who's kind of modeled on some of the younger pop singers today, Chiffon came from the street. She was Jamaican. She's, you know, and the theme of her show is like crime noir, you know, and hip hop. Well, you know, they can't put, number one, they don't want the agency doesn't want the new star to look like a carbon copy of the other one, because that won't go. The fans right. won't buy it. So she sings bel canto. They go, well, what about retro Hollywood? What about, you know, what about Dinah Shore and Ella Fitzgerald? And, you know, maybe some of this retro stuff will work, because, you know, Madonna, Lady Gaga, all these pop singers today, they will sing coverage of stuff that the fans don't realize that's actually a very old tune. And so the music director, and they actually have a young guy, Javi, who's well, we're not really sure whether he's trans or gay, but he's totally into just being a master technician. Like, you know, I'll compose it, I'll arrange it, I'll slice it, I'll dice it, but I know the fans, I know whatever. And so one of the things that they do is they do some duets with they'll throw one of these classic singers on the video screen in back of her, and she'll sing with them, just the way that that it's been done, you know, with famous singers before. And so then it's got to be arranged so that, you know, when they cut away, it seems like Mara is singing solo instead of accompaniment, and, you know, all like that. But then the idea is that these legends of yesteryear are kind of, their fame is rubbing off on her. And it's like, you know, she's like, well, I mean, you know, Linda Ronstadt famously did a whole album of old tunes with actually Nelson Riddle Orchestra in back of her. Now, this was Dinah Shore and Gleason's TV orchestra, you know, big band, you know, whatever. And Ronstadt, you know, did it like it was fresh yesterday, whatever. But, you know, as one of the characters says in the book, you know, well, that young audience of chiffons, they may think that Ronstadt and Dinah Shore stood on stage at the same time with Nelson Riddle. It's like, you know, what's old is new again. So there's that risk too. Exactly. Is that, you know, the agency is taking a chance on will that work, because the advanced tickets are all going to be younger people who sit in the cheap seat up in the bleachers. Yes. Okay.
We're seeing.
But then the agency, the agency lets it leak that, well, you know, the star is going to be able to go on, but then the star comes out and says, well, I ask her to sub for me, and you know, my stars aren't going to be disappointed. Well, her, who's her? They won't say. And then the scalpers in Vegas start buying tickets for 2 and 3 times over face value. And it's like, they must know who it is.
Oh my gosh.
And so, then in the press, in the press release, it says, we're going to call this the follow this
show. Now, Gerald, now I'm going to jump to Ted has one more question for you before we have to let you go. Go ahead, Ted, with your question.
Fire away, sir.
It's a sort of a general question. How long does it take you to come up with all the details for a book like this? And do you almost have to live it in your mind before you put it to paper?
Well, you know, like I said, 13 novels, it's been all over the place. This one kind of flowed out once I had the situation, as it were, and the dilemma. And I want to say maybe it was a 4-month, you know, I really didn't need to research much because I have been inside show business so much.
Oh, yeah.
You lived it. And the genres of movies I picked. I mean, I picked, you know, Roy Orbison's Black and White Night at Ambassador Hotel. Well, I'm a big fan of that particular piece of, you know, that concert. Likewise, Cher's Farewell Tour, the flamenco number in there. That's how I have Myra coached. Is she says, I don't dance, and the dance instructor says, I'm going to tell you a secret, do as little as possible, step step turn step step, and he says, you're going to have a dozen dancers, there's all male guys bare to the chest dancing around you, and if you move the slightest bit, it's like birds in a flock, they're just going to go with you. And the magic of that is the audience thinks the world turns around you.
Yeah.
Because actually, in that flamenco number, Cher hardly moves at all. She walks down the stairs. She goes back and forth. So, but no, I did a historical, I mean, the biggest research deal I ever did, that was practically over 20 years. I was fascinated with this one paper, painting, at LACMA. Wow. And it said this was about the Vanderbilts. And I thought, well, oh, wow, I could dig into that. And so I wrote Bonfire of the Vanderbilts. And, you know, the museum director still says, well, you know, that's fiction.
Well, Gerald, you have such interesting stories. And I know you're going to have another book. You're probably cranking out a bunch. But where can people pick up your book right now?
Well, you can see how to spell my name on the book there, Gerald Everett Jones with 2 T's. Jerry Jones owns the Dallas Cowboys. That is not me. And GeraldEverettJones.com. And actually, right up there on the landing page, you can see where to get the book. There's also a comp copy of a mystery novel that's the first in the series. Okay. There is a book list in the back end. There's a blog to read. So, yeah, come on over. Come on down.
Appreciate it, Gerald. All right.
It's great fun, as always, Neil. And now that I've promised you, I've got to write something.
I'm going to write something now. All right.
Thanks, Ted.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Good questions, bud. Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.